B-Pod Studios.
What's up? Dutcher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Dutcher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five Sports Hub. We are Dutcher and Rich, and I've been back in Boston for a little over a week. And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised by the way things are going here. We dined al fresco three nights in a row. We got to spend some time at the pool, where for some reason they were playing that song, "We'll Put a Boot in Your Ass, It's the American Way." You can see that footage on my Instagram page, where I'm quite the influencer, at Fred Dutcher on Instagram. Got about 100,000 followers, looking for some more. Just influencing the night away, catching sweet air on a tube with my boy. Just, you know, sometimes you want to ride the bull, you just need a little pull. And that's the way what we say in the tubing community. But you know, right now is a time of, regardless of, even though I feel like at my life about a week into the pandemic, a car went off a cliff. And then, you know how in the movies it just rolls and rolls and rolls?
Down the hill, yes.
And then it comes to a stop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 5 days ago, my car came to a stop. Then I waited around to see if it was going to blow up, and it hasn't. So I'm finally in a normal as I can get headspace. So my life has calmed down quite a bit. I'm still fascinated by people that weren't freaked out by the coronavirus. I'm very envious of you that people like my wife was like, well, I just, you know, that's people. They just told you to stay inside, wear a mask. And I'm like, I didn't. You weren't like, woo, this is weird. But things have calmed down a bit. And, you know, you can talk about sports, but like Joe said, who knows when these sports are going to start. And you know, baseball is negative. And basketball, there's a lot of negativity. And there's things going around the country that are a lot of these issues are happening. So with the callers, we're just going to put our feet up. And Lockhart, what are we going to do?
Shooting the breeze, shooting.
Yeah. We're just gonna shoot the breeze. We're gonna shoot the breeze. 617-779-0985.
Can I start?
Yeah. Well, of course you can start. Cool. But all right, we need phone calls, and this can be about anything. And all we're doing for the next, 15 minutes is just shooting the crap.
Cool.
Who cares? Let's see,
Shooting the breeze.
Let's get those phone lines going.
I miss Tanger. I mean,
let's go. 617-779-0985. Don't think anything of it. We're just shooting the breeze. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I bought a new grill. I went out and my old one after 4 years. I bought it a Father's Day weekend 4 years ago. It crapped the bed recently and went out and bought a new grill, a Weber grill. By the way.
Hey now. There you go.
I've been cooking the good stuff, the hamburgers, the sausages, you know, and yesterday a little shrimp tacos, and it was a little expensive purchase, but you know what? Going to have it for a long time, and something that like makes me happy.
You know what's good about grills?
He says, "How do you stay so tan?" His kid's asking me.
Shooting the breeze.
Ooh, I like it.
You know what's fun is that when you buy the grill and it's expensive and then it starts not working and you get a guy to come out and clean it and it's about three quarters of the price that the grill was just to get the thing maintained.
Well, this is a Weber, so it tells me, you know, how much the propane is left on it, and I'm going to take out all the guts and
me
clean
too.
It.
Yeah. I don't have time to take the guts out. I have family matters to watch. You know, please.
You know, it's interesting, Fred. While Joe is buying his grill, I was taken to the Rentham Outlets by my lovely wife yesterday. I had a chance to kind of walk around and people watch yesterday. And a lot of people in line, a lot of people in stores, Fred, because they wouldn't let a lot of people in, but just 50 people in line at the Nike outlet in Rentham, You know, had a couple quality hours with the kids.
Yeah,
nice day out.
Wow, what a great time. Just it sounds like going to the outlet.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Buzz. All right, Buzz Kid on line two. Go ahead, Buzz Kid.
No. Buzz it. Just buzz it.
Oh, buzz it. Okay, buzz it. I'm sorry.
Hey, Freddie, that burp, you touched the sun. Absolutely touched the sun.
When I burped, was that last week that I laid the burp out there for the people?
I think it was 2 weeks ago. But, yeah, okay. Man. Yeah, I was going to send you a message that if you're just going to mail it in to go all in, and you did it on your own. You didn't need any motivation or anything.
Yeah, I will tell you this, is that only true radio bad boys burp on the air, because Lockhart, we're doing what?
Shooting the breeze.
That's right. Paul on line four. We're shooting the breeze. Why not? Kick back. Paul, go ahead.
I thought Fred was fired from the show.
Why is that? Why did you believe that?
I try to Google, is Fred from Toucher and Rich? I try to Google it, and because I hadn't heard from him in a couple of weeks.
So. Well, they made me take a vacation week, but I was on last week. I did miss Monday's show, but I'll tell you this: if I get fired, you're not going to have to Google it, baby. That's front page news. That is front page news. Superstar loses job, and then it's going to just be a crush of people trying to negotiate with one another, trying to get me on the airwaves. You're not going to have to Google when I get fired, baby. That's going to be right up there. You know, I'll say something about Sally Struthers that's going to, you know, knock the people out. It's going to start a wave of these haters trying to fire me, and that's what's going to happen.
Put it up on the gram for everyone to see.
Yeah, because if you're an influencer like me, you influence people, and there'd be a huge writing campaign that always would prove successful. What are we doing?
So when I have been shooting the shit here, 617.
Oh!
Dump it. Shooting the breeze.
That's right. Okay.
Love the tanger.
This is great.
617-779-0985.
We have full phone lines, Fred. It's working.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this, is that Nick is like lightning on this phone screen. That's good to know that the lines are full, because I wouldn't know. Gabe, go ahead, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in. Joe, you're the man. Well, if you're okay, Fred, I love you. I wanted to say, Fred, maybe we need another Saved by the Bell, you know,
Friday.
Recap this week.
Friday.
Also, I just want to ask if you watched the recent Jersey Shore, our man Pauly D.
Okay, the Pauly D and JWoww thing. Okay, if you've been watching Jersey
Shore.
Come
on, man. They had to go together. They have to be together.
All right, let me talk. You get off the phone. All right, so here's the deal. If you've been watching the Jersey Shore, it's coming to an end. It's fading out. Mm. And they're all leading up to Dina's wedding. Now, I know someone who was at Dina's wedding. And Dina gets married, but the Jersey Shore girls, or Angelina gets married. And Dina and JWoww and Snooki do this toast to her, and she hates it. And I guess that really happened. But the best thing is that Angelina's grandmother is like a troll witch-looking woman who reads the future. Well, and I didn't believe it, but we asked this woman, and she said she was at the wedding, and she said it's absolutely true. Her husband was an attorney for Angelina, and they were at the wedding, and she says that is absolutely true. Dan, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just want to say I got a little busy last night with my hands, and all of a sudden the wifey, she just said, hey, let's knock some boots. And so I'm having a pretty good morning, a little tired, but I just wanted to shoot the breeze.
Yeah, I got the bone
shooting
zone.
The breeze.
I went to the bone zone yesterday as well.
No, good for you, Fred.
Really? And a rare missionary. A rare missionary.
Really?
I have a rug burn above my genitals.
How about that?
But I'll tell you is that it was a rare missionary. Usually it's a cowboy. But this was a combination. It was a missionary. It was quite a process.
So I'm impressed. Tiring. I'm impressed you had that plus the dream.
I know, man.
I mean, it's been a wild 24 hours for you.
Oh, baby. You hold on to your hat. I mean, you go to the pool and then you go. By the way, these places with outdoor dining that you could get a table in 5 seconds when everything was open. Now it's like Studio 54.
Yeah,
there's restaurants. There's
a reservation.
Yeah, there's restaurants around here that like there'd be five people in, but now that since they have a deck, it's Studio 54, and they're like, sorry, only reservations. You're like, what? I've been going to this place for 10 years, and all of a sudden I need a reservation.
Yeah. Uh oh, I think I know the place you're talking about.
But by the all way, right. One place they saw me, and the owner just brought out a table.
Oh, it was like good.
Really?
Dollars.
Yeah, you know what I tipped?
How much?
Over 100%, 150%.
Wow, dude.
Did you really?
You know why?
Because they recognize you.
No, because they've become friends over the years, and they missed all that work, and I said, here, 150%. More than that, probably.
Good for you, Fred.
I'm like a Jeter. I tip, baby.
Man of the people.
You got that right, Jack. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? We're shooting the breeze.
I would love to shoot the breeze about a little dumpster diving I had to do yesterday.
Oh.
So, you know, spring cleaning, coronavirus. The wife lined up 6 white trash bags full of clothes. Unbeknownst to me, one of those 6 was not to be donated. So if you can pull the footage from the Walpole Stop and Shop, you'll see my feet dangling out of the side of a dumpster as I try to dig the bag out with a 7-iron.
Wait. So your wife set up a bunch of white trash bags full of clothes, but one was not supposed to be donated? How the hell were you? Yeah, why the hell would she do that?
Why would it be in a trash bag if it wasn't meant to be donated?
Yeah, like why did she do that to you?
Mystery game.
So I guess technically it was in a separate area of the house.
Please.
You know, it's all
not your fault.
Screw that. You were completely in the right on that. Oh my goodness.
I agree.
I got the clothes and my 7-iron is still in one piece. So
there you have it. You hit that bad boy. If you hit that bad boy 160, you know it's because you went balls deep into that trash bin. But this is the kind of advice you get when you're.
He says, how do you stay so tan? His kid's asking me.
Shooting the breeze.
All right. Keith on line 6. Hello, Keith.
What good, man? You guys had the funniest bit on Gatorland, and the only thing that was missing, they have a concession where they sell 2 things, these gaudy Gatorland plastic cups. But they actually sell gator fritters, like conch fritters.
Oh yeah, that's not only Gatorland. You can get those in the Keys and everywhere else. They sell those gator fritters because they have to do something when they capture the alligators, and it tastes like anything else. It's not. But Gatorland, again, if you're in the bubble of Orlando, if I'm not lying to you or trying to be cool or ironic. Gatorland is for an adult, Gatorland is 1,000 times more enjoyable than Disney World. If you're like an adult that doesn't have some weird Disney fetish and you happen to be in the Orlando area, you head on out to Gatorland. It's a little out of your way, but you head on out to Gatorland and it's just a sea of people who handle alligators with no real training and just they're missing fingers and putting their heads in the gator's mouth. Look, and they're doing it like 40 times a day. Hey, can you imagine? You just clock in. Yeah, Willie's just putting his head in the gator's mouth. All right, Mike, what was that? Yeah, that was Shooting the Breeze. Chris Mannix is going to join us, and he will talk to us about what is going on. Is the NBA season going to be delayed like the Merman says, or is it going as planned? What is Kyrie Irving's power within the Players Association? We'll talk to him about all of that.
Shooting the Breeze.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich, and I've been back in Boston for a little over a week, and I have to say I was pleasantly surprised by the way things are going here. We dined al fresco three nights in a row. We got to spend some time at the pool, where for some reason they were playing that song, "We'll Put a Boot in Your Ass, It's the American Way." You can see that footage on my Instagram page, where I'm quite the influencer, at Fred Toucher on Instagram. Got about 100,000 followers, looking for some more. Just influencing the night away, catching sweet air on a tube with my boy. Just, you know, sometimes you want to ride the bull, you just need a little pull. And that's the way what we say in the tubing community. But you know, right now is a time of, regardless of, even though I feel like at my life about a week into the pandemic, a car went off a cliff. And then, you know how in the movies it just rolls and rolls and rolls?
Down the hill, yes.
And then it comes to a stop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 5 days ago, my car came to a stop. Then I waited around to see if it was going to blow up, and it hasn't. So I'm finally in a normal as I can get headspace. So my life has calmed down quite a bit. I'm still fascinated by people that weren't freaked out by the coronavirus. I'm very envious of you that people like my wife was like, well, I just, you know, that's people. They just told you to stay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Sports Hub. More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Chris Mannix is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. He's kind enough to do the show on several occasions, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Mannix, hello.
What's going on, guys?
Appreciate you coming on. So we have heard of this Zoom call that the Players Association had with a whopping 80 people on it. And we have heard that Kyrie Irving is skeptical, which he wasn't, John, like on
June 5th.
June 5th,
he said he told everyone he was looking forward to going to Orlando. And then what, Chris, 8-9 days later, he's very much against that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, look, Kyrie's – I talked to a couple of people that were on that call, and Kyrie's message was, you know, emphatically on the issue of social justice and the idea that if they go down there and participate, they become kind of the distraction that this country needs to to kind of move on and put, you know, a lot of this, what's going on behind them and in the rearview mirror to a degree. And look, you can quibble with the timing, and I've had a lot of people text me about that. Like, where was this strong voice, you know, week and a half ago when, you know, the NBA was finalizing these plans and, you know, Adam Silver, Michelle Roberts of the union, Chris Paul, you know, talk daily. And they have been passing that information on to the rank and file of the union to keep everybody kind of in lockstep here. And this, I don't want to say it came out of nowhere, but it certainly was a new development. All that being said, I just have a hard time as a white man kind of, you know, disagreeing with saying that Kyrie is just wrong here and should have said stuff like this, should have come earlier. I mean, I haven't walked a mile in his shoes. I don't know if this has been percolating for a while with Kyrie Irving and it just started to spill out right now. And because of that, you know, I can't criticize him too much because I don't disagree with them guys. Like, you know, if he – once that those guys report to camp in Orlando and the media descends on there, the stories are all going to change. It's all going to be about, you know, LeBron winning a championship and Ben Simmons coming back to play and, you know, the myriad storylines that the media has been chomping at the bit to get a hold of, you know, since this pandemic started. So, you know, he's not fundamentally wrong with the premise of his argument.
But why not bring it up earlier?
Hang on, John. That's not the issue. Okay, we can all agree that LeBron James has been very active philanthropically. He has also not been afraid to state his mind about issues, correct?
Yeah.
We can all agree on that. LeBron James does not participate on that phone call. Now, is the belief around the league that LeBron James thinks that by playing in Orlando, you have a voice a billion times more likely to be heard than you do by not playing?
Yes, 100%. And this goes back, I mean, I wrote this over the weekend that, you know, when the issue of NBA players kneeling came to the forefront in 2017, I asked LeBron, I was in LA at the time, or Cleveland, or wherever it was at the time, and I asked him about, you know, this particular topic, like, would he take a knee, you know, when the season started. He said, my voice is stronger than my knee. And he's always believed that. He's got more than 100 million followers on Instagram and Twitter combined. And he's long believed that the power of his voice is stronger than any actions he could take. And look, even before this call took place, he had already organized this More Than a Vote campaign designed to, you know, sort of galvanize, you know, Black America to vote on Election Day. And, you know, look, the timing of the NBA schedule kind of works for him. You know, if he winds up playing the full duration of the NBA season, he could be playing like up until mid-October, just weeks before the election itself. So I can certainly see where LeBron's coming from, but not everybody, you know, feels that way.
But Chris, if LeBron, you know, feels this way and LeBron has this kind of voice, now I wouldn't fault him. If someone, you know, goes, hey, you know, how was the game today? And he goes, I want to talk about, you know, Black Lives Matter. Or I want to talk about my election like if he did that, 99% of people that have any logic to them or any understanding of anything would go, all right, cool. You know, this is a big issue. He's a big voice in the African-American community. Just internationally, he's a big voice. So I don't think that. You know, I don't think that, I mean, that people would go, oh, LeBron James, you suck. Your message is being lost because you're playing basketball. How big a voice does Kyrie Irving have in terms of the league and the players?
Oh, look, he's got a lot of influence, not necessarily over the top tier players, the LeBrons and others like that of the world, but over many of the rank and file, you know, they listen to. I mean, look, he organized that call. And, you know, as you mentioned, between 80 and 100 players, from what I was told, were on it. So there are a lot of young guys in this league that grew up watching Kyrie Irving, that wanted to be like Kyrie Irving. And, you know, even though he's, you know, damaged his relationship with former teammates on teams he's played on, there's still a lot of guys that you know, his message resonates with him. And look, he already heard Dwight Howard say something to that effect. And I can tell you from talking to different agents, there are a lot of different players thinking the same thing.
is it at all possible? Well, let me backtrack a second. Would you agree, Chris, no, putting that one social issue aside just for a second, that the NBA has gone out of their way to address any and all problems that the players have thrown at them leading up to this?
In terms of logistics? Or
logistics, testing, just, all right, here's where you're staying, details. It seems like the NBA has gone out of their way to nail down as many details as possible, make sure they keep the players' union in the loop. I mean, it just seems that in a day and age where the NHL doesn't know what they're doing, the Major League Baseball can't get out of their own way, the NBA has really stepped up and done as much detail-oriented stuff as possible.
Well, they're trending in that direction, but I don't think they've nailed down anything at this point. I mean, look, one of the bigger health issues is the fact that they can't seem to figure out, you know, the support staff in Orlando. Like, they're calling it a bubble, but it's more like a spaghetti strainer down there. I mean, you've got, you know, these people coming in and out, the staffers that, you know, at least according to some of the reports I've been reading are and people I've been talking to are maybe not going to be tested as often and not going to be required to be under the full quarantine. Okay. So if you've got one person, even just one person going in and out saying, look, it's okay, they'll be wearing PPP, they won't interact with the players, that's great in theory, but it doesn't mean anything. I mean, look, guys, I mean, I cover boxing too. You know, Top Rank, the boxing promoters, came out with new shows in Vegas. They've already had two people test positive, two fighters test positive as part of that whole thing. So, you know, you're either under complete lockdown with people under lockdown with you, or you're taking a pretty big risk that coronavirus could spread.
So they are actually concerned about that? Because okay. I always thought that was something that they would just take advantage of in terms of a negotiating tool.
No, there are, I mean, look, every player is different. Maybe some, you know, think that way, but there are, you know, as players start to figure out who is going to be coming down to Orlando with them, they have to factor in the health concerns of the people that do it. I mean, you know, some of these players have wives or girlfriends that have pre-existing health conditions. Some of these players have young children. Giannis just had a baby. You know, we still don't fully know the impact of coronavirus on young children yet. There's just a lot we don't know, and all that is definitely concerning. Look, there's not, and this is kind of what I wrote, nobody's kind of speaking with one voice here. Like, there are a lot of players that have issues from the social justice angle. There are a lot of players that have issues with the health angle. And quite frankly, there are a lot of players, younger players, that just have lifestyle issues, that are looking around going like, I don't play golf. I don't want to spend 3 months, you know, in Orlando, you know, away from, you know, women kind of in some way, and like, you know, the social scene. Like there's just, I mean, let's just be real. Like there's a social aspect of that. Now that I overlook, like, that, you know, tough it out, you're making a lot of money, but the other parts of it, I really take into account.
So is this going to start on time, or is this going to throw things off?
No, I think it's going to happen because the union, and look, the union's made some mistakes along the way here. I mean, they probably should have involved the rank and file more than just the team reps that were involved. Now, the team reps are supposed to be speaking for every member of that team, but there has been some disconnect in the discussions between the reps and the players. So I think you're going to see this move forward, but I have no doubt, guys, that there are going to be, I can't even put a number at this point, but a number of players that don't play. And whether that turns out to be a star player, multiple star players, or just kind of role players, I think you're going to see people sit out, which, again, you know, causes some chaos, not just in the way the NBA is trying to finish its season, but how do you deal with those players? I mean, the NBA said they won't be penalized, but do you pay them? And if you don't pay them, what about the third of the league that's not playing anyway that's getting paid?
Well, what's the percentage? The percentage, you said you think that some players are going to sit out. Do you have any idea of a percentage?
I don't. And this is mostly talking to agents who talk to their clients who have said that they're considering not playing. And I think, look, I still think this stuff the NBA could do, whether it's, you know, some kind of donation to different causes in the way the NFL did, or some things that could satisfy a player's fears of having this issue be lost in the shuffle. But I do think no matter what, you're probably going to see some percentage of players. It might be a very small percentage, but it could be some percentage of players that decide to sit out.
All right, Chris Mannix, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Thank you so much for the time. Hopefully one of these things get going, because I watched a golf playoff yesterday, which is very rare for me. And I'm someone who can sit down and watch the Brady Bunch for 3 hours, and even I am now wanting sports. All right,
yeah,
Chris. All right, Chris Mannix, thanks so much for the time. When we come back, I have a Twitter account. It's not mine, under my name, and I've never tweeted under it, and it's locked. But I do follow people, and someone favorited a tweet that I find that just drove me crazy. We'll talk about that. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
Tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. The COVID-19 virus is obviously affecting people. It is nice that things are starting to open up. It is nice that you can actually go out to eat now, albeit outside.
Go to New Hampshire, Fred. Everything's open today. I think all restrictions are being eliminated today in New Hampshire.
I'm going to Newport.
I'm talking about
this
like
weekend.
Indoor dining, gyms, funerals, weddings, pools. Outdoor activities.
Let it rip.
Outdoor activities. I just like to no outdoor activities.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Like sporting, you know, like.
No, I know what you're saying.
Youth sports.
Youth sports are getting going here, too.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm going to mispronounce his name, and I don't mean to, but Kumail Nanjiani, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, and I apologize, but he was a character on the show Silicon Valley. Is very funny. He and his wife wrote a movie I thoroughly enjoyed called The Big Sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good movie.
Yeah. And I would guess to say, by reading his Twitter timeline, that he is exceptionally liberal. So there's a reason I'm saying that. Okay. So this was favorited by someone that I follow on Twitter. By the way, is there any way to cancel that? Because I really don't want to see the tweets that people favorite. Is there a way to stop that? Because that's my entire timeline. Because I follow comedians, and all they do is favorite things. So I don't want that to happen. Does that happen with your Twitter timelines?
Yes.
It's a pain in the ass. I agree.
Yeah, I don't care that you favorited something. I don't care. And I usually don't care about celebrities' views on things. Dave Chappelle, if you've seen his new special, is very articulate about that. He says that, why would anyone want to hear from me right now? Because Don Lemon was calling out celebrities for not speaking more about the Black Lives Matter movement. And so just remember that. Put that in the back of your head, that this man's extremely liberal, which is fine. He says, truly amazing that we stopped taking precautions against the virus because we... checks notes. Boo. Checks notes. Boo. Got bored of it. Truly amazing we stopped taking precautions against the virus because we checks notes. Got bored of it. So this has been like 273,000 times. Okay. Now, what do you mean, sir? Now, a safe way to spread the virus is not by having a huge peaceful protest. Now, are you saying people should not be out protesting? Because if you would say that to him, that would put him in a bit of a pickle, because I would imagine that he is all for, and if I would go through his Twitter timeline, he is all for these peaceful protests, and that he wants that to happen. Yes, the peaceful protest in East Meadow, Long Island, an officer officer abruptly stops the protester walking behind him, bumps into the cop. Then the man is violently arrested. So there you go. He is for these peaceful protests, which I am as well. And so now, is he saying that he doesn't like the large crowds at the protest? Because wouldn't you guys agree that that would be checks notes, not a great way for the virus not to spread? That if you put an ideal situation together, having, you know, 10,000 people in front of a building peacefully protesting, I would guess that if you asked an expert in the field of the viruses, that he would say, that's not great. Shoulder to shoulder is not very good. Okay. Or is it as simple as you're not wearing a mask inside? Well, if that checks notes is what you're complaining about right now, checks notes, F you. Like, listen, wear a mask if you go in somewhere. Wear a mask. I do. Wear a mask if you go in. It's not hard to do. You got to remember it, and then if you forget it and you got to go back to your car every time like I do, then that's what you have to do. But I checks notes. There's a lot going on that you're not getting. Now, I checks notes know the employment rate is insane. And if there's any way to get these businesses going and to get guys working, checks notes. And that means, yes, people should wear masks. But is it as simple as that? Is that what you're trying to say? Or do you not want these businesses opening because you feel that it checks notes doesn't live up to your expectations of the people? This is just in 273,000 people like this. Just ask the guy. Go to it at KUMAILN. Just ask him. Just go, are you against these protests? So you're saying people shouldn't protest. We should wait until the virus is over. People shouldn't be out there. What is he going to say? Well, I guess in that case it's okay. Well, then what are you talking about? You're talking about someone, you know, walking. Your big concern is someone walking into a grocery store without a mask. Yeah, that's stupid. That's selfish. You should wear a mask. But I mean, dude, there's a lot of crap going on right now. And to just lay out like a dumb blanket statement like that, like, oh, I'm so above you. Truly amazing that we. You're not saying we. You're saying you. So, oh, you. Oh, good. You know what? Because it's so, just sit home. Listen, it's only been a few months. Sit home. Get furloughed. Listen, you don't need a job or money. Yeah, they don't do that. Because if there's no way to check snow, have a outdoor dining or indoor dining with tables spread out 6 feet and people wear masks and they take them off when they're eating. What is your overall point? Truly amazing that we. It's not we. You're saying, oh, all the idiots out there. Well, then are you talking about protesters? Are you saying that they're idiots? Because they are doing something that is ultimately not safe. I mean, if you're talking about the coronavirus, I mean, people were bitching about people going on the beach and going and wagging their finger at them. Good, okay, you don't want people on the beach. I mean, you could put a flag every 6 feet and, you know, tell people you sit here and don't get too close. But listen, you don't want people on the beach. That's fine. But yet, you can have 10,000 people protest. Ask him, what does he want? Does he want people to be safe one place and not another place? Because if it's about wearing a mask at a grocery store, way to take a stand, buddy. Woo! Thank you for that. Thank you for finally speaking out on that. We're all aware that you should wear a mask when you go into a store. Now, if people aren't doing that, that's fine. But that's your big soapbox to stand on today? That's what your big thing is? People aren't wearing masks at the supermarket? I just hate that. I hate that. Truly amazing we stopped taking precautions against the virus because we checks notes got bored of it. We got bored of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's over it. Got so bored. Jesus, you make one movie and all of a sudden you're Captain Sociologist.
Now, my question.
Who got bored of it? Who no got one. Bored of it? No one. Who got bored of it? Who lost their minds? No. I mean, people lost their jobs, their minds, and now there's all this anger and people taking to the streets. Who are we? Jackass. God, I hate that. Boo.
My question is, if you had, I don't know, do you have any friends that are on Twitter, Fred?
Not like friends that aren't on, you know, radio or something.
If someone had tweeted that you knew, would you be as angry, more angry, or less angry than you are now at Camille Nanjiani?
Same.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Because people do on
No,
Facebook.
It's the phrasing. I understand it's the phrasing of it. I completely get where you're coming from.
No, plus
from here.
It doesn't, it's rudderless. It doesn't,
right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, who got bored of it? What are you talking about? What, you know, there's people in, you know, important situations that are protesting. This is a historic time. Do you not want them to do that? Because if you ask them, you go, whoa. Yeah, that's an exception. And then if you go, well, do you want people to, you know, get jobs back if, you know, people feel that it's relatively safe if people wash their hands and remain, you know, stand by social distancing? Do you not want people to work if they can? If it's deemed safe, well, here's this unemployed guy that I know, and he's going to lose his house, so because you know his industry is shut down right now, and put him in front of the guy, and have him say to his face, "Well, I don't know." It must be nice. You like staying inside all day. That's your favorite thing to do. You can stay inside all day and tweet every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And retweet stuff, just stuff, like obvious crap. It feels insane that, this is a retweet, it feels insane that people are on whole-ass vacations with their friends, .. going to bars, .. no masks, .. Am I stupid? Sorry, I keep talking about this, and it's just that my effing grandpa died of COVID. I am sorry about your grandfather. I don't know what leaving the state, if you remain as safe, has to do with anything. But again, do you want people just to, how long do you want people just to stay home? How long do you want people not to work?
Apparently until the coronavirus is completely gone and they find a vaccine.
Well,
so that's another 6 months in the bank right there.
I'll tell you that's completely impractical and it's not something that can happen.
I think ultimately that is true, yes.
And it's a shame, but it's not something that can happen. I mean, it's inconceivable that you would believe that could be a strategy that we really could do. Chris, go ahead on line one. Go ahead. Dan's wrong. Chris, line one, gone. Saddest sound in the world.
Mm.
Now, Dan, are you positive about New Hampshire? The whole
stay-at-home effect order goes no longer in effect as of 11:59 p.m. this evening.
Is there a stay-at-home order here?
Advisory.
Yeah, no.
There's still an advisory.
I have been told by business owners that there is a rumor going around that the businesses will be allowed to open, restaurants will be allowed to open inside dining. On the middle of July.
Yeah, and I believe that's phase three, right?
Yes, the beginning of phase three. Now, phase two just started, what, a week ago, two weeks ago?
Yeah, but then there's phase 2.2. Okay.
All right, so we're in 2.2 now. Yes.
No, we're in 2.1. I believe 2.2 is yet to come.
Okay.
But you know what the rumor is that they're going to demand 12 feet between tables. Now, tell me one restaurant that can open up like that.
For in-dining? Wow.
For in-dining. There is a rumor that it's going to be 12 feet.
That eliminates
tables.
The entire North End.
Well, it eliminates. Well, I mean, they can
60% of restaurants.
No, 60%. You'd have to be in a barn. No, to have that be economically feasible. No, there's not such a place. I mean, the Kowloon could.
The Kowloon could.
Maggiano's in the theater district. That's big enough.
That's true. I have ate there before. Yes, that's big enough. But I mean. You could have a big ass restaurant.
Hey, you know where you could go and have tables 12 feet apart? The Chang's downtown.
PF Chang's?
The Chang's right near Maggiano's.
Is that
big? You
have
about five tables in there total.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, but you could have them. You could have people
John,
in.
John, you don't make money off that.
I understand. Well, it's more money than you were making before.
No, but John, there's operating costs.
Of course,
staff.
Thank you, Fred.
Of course, I understand all of that. You're asking restaurants that are big enough to be able to do it.
If they do 12 feet, why even do it? Yeah. Just why even say it? Just say continue eating outdoors.
Buff's Pub being open, like
Buff's Pub can have one table.
Yeah, it would be a table.
One table in there. Be 12 feet apart.
Yeah, it would be. Probably two tables. They could put two tables in there.
Yeah, one against the window and one near the kitchen. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, one by the bathroom and one by the window.
Right.
That's probably about 12 feet. I mean, why even do it? Checks notes. God.
That's another.
That's a good joke.
You know that's going to catch on, too. You know that other people are going to start doing that, and that's going to drive you insane right along
it's
with,
just
I'm
so
just going to leave this here.
Oh, it's just so smug. Such smug crap. Right.
I'm just going to leave this here, or as Dan just said, so this happened, period. Picture.
That time.
That time that, yeah.
When your kid says, ugh.
I'm just here for all the feels.
Ew, I don't even know that one.
Yeah, that's one also.
Oh, I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah.
There's people
yeah.
On this very show that have done that. I will tell you that that smugness and lack of point. Because you know what it is? It's like being a pussy. Like, say it. What do you want people to do? What are you referring to? But that's my two cents. I'll tell you what. I enjoy the outdoor activities. I enjoy being able to eat outside. I will tell you that much.
I went out this weekend, enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, I told you I left a monster tip. Monstrous.
Man
tip.
Of the people. Yes, sir.
You know, when you got loot and clout and you're an influencer at Fred Toucher on Instagram, I mean, this is what you can do.
Hey, Fred, in the North Shore, they have outside dining. No problems. Just got to get yourself out there at some point, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Joe about restaurant recommendations before we went on the air today. Yeah. North Shore. Yep.
Thanks. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I have no intention of going there, but I will be in Newport, Rhode Island.
Very nice area.
That's right. And I will check notes, wear a mask when indoors.
Are you going notes? For the day or are you staying?
I'm staying two nights.
Nice.
But I mean, you know, maybe I'll have to self-quarantine again when I come back.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because
you may want to rethink. Yeah, Fred, you're not really going away this weekend, are you?
No.
I'm going 60 miles south. Uh-oh. Stop it. By the way, Zolak's been living in Rhode Island.
I know. I was just going to bring that up. Every other picture. Like,
more time in Rhode Island than he's in Massachusetts.
Check out this restaurant, dude. It's awesome. You know, every 5 seconds, in another tweet.
Yeah. I went 60 miles.
How come Massachusetts can't be like this?
Well, Zo also hasn't been back in the building, though, too.
All right. Well, I mean, why hasn't he been back? I bet you today he's back.
Yeah, I bet you anything you're right. I bet you today's the day.
We're hearing rumors, yes.
We're hearing rumors that today's the day he's back.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to quarantine by driving 60 miles to go to the beach, that's a little crazy. But listen, if you want me to go insane again, I can broadcast from here as long as you want. You can get unhinged Fred all over again. I finally got some control back. I feel stable for the first time in weeks. But hey, if you want to throw that all out the window, go ahead. Have fun. Ratings are still good. Doesn't matter how I'm feeling. Apparently, we're number one, even if I come in like a lunatic, but there you go. All right. When we come back, we relive one of our favorite moments from the show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.